How pure, how sweet the love Aretha that you would pray for him. Cause God knows I've fallen just a little, oh, little bit.
We'll be here next week.
We will. And we hope you'll join us for that 3 p.m. next Sunday.
We didn't.
Actually, my best friend from home is coming, so I will have her here. And she's really funny. So
and you know who? What they'll also hear are Trainee's songs as well.
Yes.
We did not mention really that. But our Trainee was here the whole time.
Yes. And she's doing a great job. So you will hear that. My best friend will be here. Maybe we won't be talking as much, but it'll be great vibes. So please join us next Sunday at 3, and we're going to hand over the show really quick, but this is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
She grew up half Dakota, half Louisiana, pastor child. All of her skirts went past her ankles. Pitch black, no TV on after 9. She picked the phone up and she wrapped the cable on her finger. And I spoke
everyone. Welcome. My name is Alicia, and you're listening to Indie Trash on 91.5 FM. That's WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. That one was You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac. I've been kind of on like a Fleetwood Mac journey recently. I feel like there's something so different about fall in New England when you're not going back to school. I've lived here my whole life, and this is my first time since I was probably like five that I haven't been spending all of my, you know, early fall weeks back in school. You know, I've been working, but it's not the same. And it's been very nice to just sort of enjoy the lovely weather. And I feel like Fleetwood Mac has been a perfect soundtrack for that. So yeah, I think up next we're going to do a little Rolling Stones. This is 2000 Man. It is famously from the Wes Anderson movie Bottle Rocket, which I watched for the first time ever last night. I have some like conflicting feelings about it, but at the same time, like, I really liked it. And I was obsessed with this song. It took me a little while to find it on Spotify, but I'm so glad that I did. And I hope that you enjoy 2000 Man by the Rolling Stones.
My name is a number up.
one is This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, from the Talking Heads. And that is from, of course, their live album / movie, Stop Making Sense, which is a very fantastic album. I've never actually seen the like film version of it. I totally should, because I'd consider myself, you know, pretty decent Talking Heads fan. I love everything about the way that they performed from the videos I've seen. So why not just watch the whole movie? Maybe I'll do that tonight. That could be my activity. Up next, we do have another one from Fleetwood Mac. I try to, you know, not do two of the same artists in the same show. But I mean, I've just been listening to so much of them. So why not? This one is called Hold Me. This might be my current favorite at the moment. And you'll see why. It's just, it's so fun. It just feels like you're frolicking around in like an open field. And that's how I want to feel going into this fall. I hope you guys resonate with that and see what I'm talking about. All right, here's Hold Me. You Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Indie Trash, and that one was Silly Love Songs by Wings. That's got to be just one of my favorite love songs of all time. Like, I want that played at my wedding. It's so fun and beautiful. And I think it was also, like, part... Maybe I'm making this up, so if I am, call in and please correct me. But I heard somewhere that it was kind of like a little bit of a diss to John Lennon, who was like, Paul McCartney's just making all these silly love songs. And he's like, yeah, well, what's wrong with that? The world needs some silly love songs. And I completely agree. Before we move on to our next song, I want to talk to you a little bit about rechargeable batteries and the importance of going green. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger won't cost very much to begin with, anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Sorry, just swung my mic away when I was closing the PSA binder. That's so true. Gotta love rechargeable batteries. So let's see. I wish I had a nice segue into my next song, but I don't. This one's Fences by Phoenix. I think the back half of the show is going to be a little bit more modern, and I feel like this song is a nice bridge between past and present. Hope you enjoy. right. That one was Dracula by Tame Impala. And then before that one, we had Fences by Phoenix. Dracula's off of his upcoming album called Deadbeat. It was just recently announced. The song isn't even on Spinatron yet. I had to do a little like DIY labeling. But yeah, I think it's fun. It's the production is super weird. There's some like water droplet sounds at the top of the track. He's really leaning into the Halloween theme, which I think is really fun, but it works. I think it works. I have a feeling that a lot of people will disagree with me, but I think that's what makes music so great. You can have different opinions about it, and isn't that lovely? Yeah, so I heard that one, and it kind of reminded me of another one of my faves. This is Uncle Ace by Blood Orange. If you've listened to my show before, you've probably heard this song. It's a classic, and it's for a reason, and I hope you will see why. Here's Uncle Ace.
Thank you.
Right, that one was a newer one from Thundercat called I Wish I Didn't Waste Your Time. Before that, of course, Uncle Ace by Blood Orange and Dracula by Tame Impala. This next song I was going to close out the hour with, but because it's so long, I was rethinking it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to time it perfectly, so I'll play it now, and whatever time I have left over, I'll play some other songs from the playlist. This has been a favorite of mine for a while. It's an 8.5 minute epic called Could Heaven Ever Be Like This by Idris Muhammad. I remember there was one other time I played it on air. I did a little clip of it at the end of my show because I wasn't sure if people were ready for all 8.5 minutes. And then the person who had the show after me walked in and was like, oh my gosh, I love a song that samples this song. And then we did some like digging afterwards and found that there's so many different songs that sample this. There's so many really fantastic, distinct parts. So who knows, maybe you'll find something that you recognize from this song. But there's a reason why it's so beloved by producers. It's so fantastic. It's so rich. And I absolutely love listening to it on the amazing speakers that we have in the station. So turn up the volume and get ready to dance. This is Could Heaven Ever Be Like This by Idris Muhammad.
Thank you.
Wow. Just wow. That's kind of all I have to say. That was Could Heaven Ever Be Like This by Idris Muhammad. I have a little bit more time left. I think I have time for two more songs. First, we're going to do one by Jungle. That's Us Against the World. To sort of, I don't know. I looked up like my funk mix on Spotify and they had a couple Jungle tracks. So I went back and found one that I thought would fit. And then we'll do Shining Star by Earth, Wind & Fire. I think that's pretty much it for me. This has been Indie Trash with me, Alicia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. That's WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Make sure you keep listening to hear Songs from the Squid Pod. That's up next. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is Us Against the World by Jungle. We'll be right back.
a star. No matter who.